Another 5-Minute Mystery.
Jackson?
Yes, who's this?
Keep this under your hat, Jackson, and you'll have a front page story.
What is this, a gag?
You won't think so when I tell you this is Rocky Stebbins.
Well, and where have you been hiding out? You know the whole police force is looking for you?
Yeah, I know.
Did you pull off that job at the bank and kill that guard?
That's what I want to see you about. I had nothing to do with it, and I want your paper to print this story. Can I come up and see you?
Sure. What have I got to lose except my job?
Anyone see you come in here, Stebbins?
Not a soul. I even doubled back to make sure. Now, you're a square guy, Jackson, and I'm telling you the facts. I got an alibi.
Yeah, let's hear your dream.
The bank job was pulled off at 2 o'clock, see? At that time, I'm someplace else.
Any witnesses?
I got a silent witness.
Yeah, who?
It ain't a who, it's a what. I saw the explosion and the fire at the United Oil Company tanks this afternoon.
And where were you when they blew up?
I was up on top of Lookout Mountain when I saw the whole thing happen.
What was the exact time the explosions began?
It was 2:15. And you know, I couldn't get from the bank to the mountain in 15 minutes.
Yeah, not very well. More than 10 miles to the foot of the mountain, and then that walk uphill takes a good half hour.
And how?
But why would I believe that you were on top of that mountain when the United States tanks blew up?
I can give you an eyewitness description.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it was such a swell day that I decided to spend the afternoon on the mountain looking out at the sights.
Cut it out, Rocky. Get to the explosion.
Okay. Well, I'm looking south, see, away from the tanks at the time it happens. All of a sudden, I start hearing some blasting. I turn around quick to the tanks, and some more explosions is tearing the air apart. But I don't see nothing. After one more blast, I suddenly see flames and smoke start pouring up from the tanks. Then some more explosions, then some more fire. It was the most horrible thing I ever seen in my whole life. My ears was coming off.
Yeah, so are mine right now.
Huh? What do you mean?
Simply that your alibi is the biggest cock and bull story I've heard in a long time. Now stay where you are, Rocky. I'm calling the police.
What mistake did Rocky Stebbins make in the telling of his alibi? In just a moment, we'll know. But first...
until you hit the climax of your story. Then it fell apart completely. You forgot one little fact that every schoolboy learns. The scientific law that light travels faster than sound.
So what?
So you said that first you heard the explosions and then you saw the fire. Which, my friend, is an impossibility. Light goes at the speed of 186,000 miles per second, while sound only travels 700 miles per hour. The fire would have been seen first, and the explosions heard a few seconds later.
A guy ain't got a chance. If it ain't one kind of law, it's another.